tax cuts, and what it means to the ag industry. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Last week, the Nebraska Farm Bureau held a news conference talking about the importance of our tax cuts, spearheaded by U.S. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska.
As you know, in 2017, the Congress passed the tax reform. That was the first comprehensive pro-growth tax reform in over three decades. It delivered meaningful tax relief to families in Nebraska and all across our nation. We are still working through what's called budget reconciliation process, and that is key to extending the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So we're working on that in the Senate and the Houses as well.
She said it is a push in Washington to get things accomplished, especially when it comes to our tax cuts.
It is a work in progress. Nothing is finalized yet, but I'm going to continue to advocate for policies that deliver for farmers, for ranchers, for our businesses. Congress has to come together and make these tax cuts permanent.
U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska also addressed the tax cut issues, pointing out that our ag industry is an important industry.
Agriculture is the heart and soul of what we do here in Nebraska. One in four jobs is tied back to agriculture and drives our economy. 80% of our farms and ranches are family-owned. And so when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was passed, that had a tremendous impact on our farm and ranch families. We talked about some of those things already, bringing down the tax rates for middle-income earners, doubling the child tax credit, and, importantly, doubling the exemption for the death tax. That meant that half as many of our farm and ranch families were going to be impacted by that death tax, thus making it easier to pass along that family farm or ranch to the next generation.
With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.